Yeah, and I met Alan when I was 25. I went to the New Eureka Poets Cafe, and at that time it was sort of like it was a little gay connection, because Burroughs and Ginsberg and whoever else, you know, liked the young Puerto Rican boys who hung out at the New Eureka Cafe. So they were right. We assumed they were all there to hear us, you know. Uh-huh. But in fact, it was the boys. But nonetheless, Alan heard me read a poem, and he just came running up to me and was like, "Who are you?" and stuff, and connected. And in his weird Alan way, of course, he didn't know what to do with me. It was clear that this girl was sort of boyish, and that maybe, and I think he quickly figured out that I was queer, but that didn't stop him from trying to fix me up with his boyfriend, you know, because Alan was just a tribal sort, and it was sort of like, here's a girl, I don't know what to do with her, so I'll fix her up with Peter, you know. And he even walked up to me at a reading at St. Mark's Church a week or two later, and I was standing there with a circle of poets, we were all, you know, young people in their 20s, and me and the guys, basically, and Alan walked up and bowed very politely and said, Peter Olofsky would like to take you on a date. May he call you? It was like, it was so old world. He was inviting me on a date. It was like an arranged date with me and his boyfriend. And I actually would have gone, because I just didn't know what to do with a date with Peter, you know, with Allen Ginsberg's boyfriend, except to go on it. And then, you know, but in fact, it never happened. And, you know, but Alan was very quick to, you know, he liked me and was very open and was trying to do what he knew to do with me. Though he did, he hooked me up with Ferlinghetti too, and got me published in City Lights, which I thought was just the beginning of everything. And, you know, kind of was.
It kind of was.
And it kind of wasn't. It kind of wasn't.
Yeah. It's like, all right, now you're published. It's 5 years before anything happens after that. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Poetry career is not a career.